So that was not the best quality of that song, but how it goes is if I add songs that I can only, like my podcast will only show up on Spotify and not Apple Podcasts, and I wanted to show up on both, so I had to like record it from my phone. It was a one-time thing, but I just felt like it went with this episode. Anyway. Welcome to episode 4 of the I Am 30 AF podcast. I decided to name this episode Build a Bitch Part 1 because we all know I love surgery, so there will definitely be a part 2 eventually. Anyway, it's no secret that I wasn't born with these gorgeous boobs that I have now. Actually, I have a funny and also kind of traumatizing story about the lengths that I went to make it look as though I had big boobs when I was younger. When I was in seventh grade and I was hanging out with this boy, I was hanging out with this boy that I really liked and his brothers, three of them, and all the neighborhood kids. We were playing hide and go seek or something. Anyway, I was the only girl. So to impress him, I stuffed my bra with tissue. Please someone DM me and tell me I'm not the only one who did that. Please, hang on. I'm sorry, my mouth is getting dry. I took like a lot of Adderall today, so it dries out my mouth. Anyway, so there I was, 12-year-old Bree, thinking I was a hot shit with my big tissue tits. And I decided to show off how flexible that I was. That I could touch my hands to my toes while keeping my legs straight, you know, bent down, forward. And of course, all the boys gathered around. And they kept asking me to do it again and again. And I thought I was so cool. And I thought they were actually impressed with my flexibility skills. No. Years later, I found out that they were actually all laughing at me because they could see all the tissue that I had shoved into my bra. Like, my shirt hung down. So when I bent forward, you could just see all that tissue. So embarrassing. But I didn't find out for a couple of years. So yes, I continued stuffing my bra with anything I could get my hands on. This included tissue, socks, underwear, literally anything. I even copied that old movie Now and Then and I made jello implants for myself, like in Ziploc bags, to give it a more natural, bouncy look and feeling. Please, someone DM me and let me know if you've done that before too, or if I was the only weirdo freak. Anyway, when I'd be in class, you know how like we sat in groups of four, like facing each other for some classes? Yeah. So boys would actually, sorry about that. I don't know why my sound is not off on my computer. I'll fix it. Sorry. Anyway, so we were sitting in groups of four and boys would like make me reach over to get something like from across the two tables. And they would look down my shirt and I thought that they were just looking at like my huge tits, but no, they were looking at my socks tits. You could see the socks and I would be walking and we had like uniforms. So it'd be in a polo shirt, my low cut polo shirt. And sometimes like the socks or the tissue or whatever I used would be like peeping out of the top. And fuck all of you who knew me back then because no one told me. Okay. So embarrassing. I wish I could give my younger self a hug and tell her it's fine because I ended up growing ginormous, pretty amazing tits naturally. Anyway, I've had a lot of friends confide in me about their insecurities when it comes to their post-baby bodies, mainly their boobs. And let's be real, boobs change a lot. Like they change a lot when you're pregnant. Like they change shape, color, like nipples. The nipples get darker, they get bigger. Some people grow hair, they get marks. Like all this shit happens to your boobs when you're pregnant. And I am all about self-confidence and feminine embodiment, feminine sexuality, as you guys all know. And I'm all about just doing whatever the fuck you want in order to make yourself feel your absolute best, because that's what matters. I am no stranger to fillers, Botox, plastic surgery, and I don't ever want to try and lie about having not done things or try to hide anything, because I'm not what, like, I'm not like that. And I'm really, really not cool with people, cough, cough, celebrities, making the rest of us chase unrealistic, quote unquote, natural beauty. I don't have to name names. We all know the celebrities that do that. It's false advertisement, for one. And two, especially because of social media now, it has such a big impact on the way that we see ourselves and compare ourselves to these quote-unquote natural beauties. Get the fuck out of here with that. I'm fake and I'm proud. Well, I'm not all fake, but, you know, I'm not perfect. However, there is one plastic surgery that I do regret getting, and it is the most popular plastic surgery for women all over the world. Can you guess what it is? Yes, my boobs. Growing up, if you knew me, plus I've mentioned it in another episode, I had double D's since like birth. Just kidding. But really like since seventh grade about. Now all the women in my family are flat chested, like negative A bra size. So I definitely blame hormones in the milk and foods we eat 100,000%. I actually have a friend whose daughter is my daughter's age 8, and she's obsessed with cow milk, and she has bigger boobs than my friend already. So if you haven't started researching the hormones and the shit that is in the foods we eat, then consider this your sign to start too. Now fast forward to me having and breastfeeding Emily, my firstborn. My boobs shrank up to a C cup. Okay, not bad, whatever. But then less than a year later, I had Aria and breastfed her, and my boobs shrank to a B. Okay, took some getting used to, but still, like, not bad. Disclaimer, I'm not saying one boob size is better than another. I'm just saying, please imagine my double D boobs shrinking and sagging to a B cup, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Then I lost a bunch of weight. And guess what was the first to go? Yep, my itty bitty titties. I was a size A. Don't get me wrong, I loved breastfeeding the girls. I mean, yeah, I got up every 2 hours throughout the day and night, but the benefits for them and for myself was so worth it. FYI, every ounce of milk you pump burns 20 calories. So if you fill up the bottles that come with like the pumping device things that they give you, they're 5 ounces each, and that's 100 per bottle, 200 calories burned per pump session. That's my secret to losing all the weight. Highly recommend breastfeeding. Anyway, I felt like I looked like a stick, a flat-chested stick. I didn't have curves, and I didn't feel like a woman. When you have a baby, everything is just all about them, and the mom is just like put on the back burner. Like, yeah, your job is done. You created this human. Now get to caring for it. Like, your body just created a fucking human being, and everyone acts like it's just normal. It's not normal. Everything changes. Your nipples get darker. There's that line on your stomach. Some people get stretch marks in weird places. And you know what? I wanted to make myself feel good again because I felt like shit. I was tired of feeling like shit all the time. Some call it selfish. I didn't care. I still don't care. Taking care of yourself as a mom or as a human or as a woman is not selfish at all, ever. It made me happy. And like with everything in life, I do what makes me happy. Life's too short to not better yourself. Life's too short to not feel like a bad bitch. Disclaimer, I went into this so fast and so abruptly because for the first time in my adult life, I was single and starting my hoe phase. Had I been married or in a healthy relationship, I might have felt differently about doing this procedure, or maybe I would have felt exactly the same. Who knows? I don't know. But one thing I have learned since that time is that you need to just validate yourself. It's no one else's job but your own. That being said, in May 2016, I went to Beverly Hills and got myself some 450cc silicone implants. I skimmed all the consent forms, of course, because who wants to read waivers saying that you're going to die? And possible silicone leakage leading to autoimmune diseases, which, by the way, some plastic surgeons will still tell you it's been debunked. But from my own personal research, I'm pretty sure there's a very real correlation between silicone leakage and autoimmune diseases. Anyway, there I was, sign, initial. I got my new boobs and I was so happy. I mean, first of all, no bra club, shout out. Second of all my dresses and tops and bras and lingerie set looked so bomb on me again. I recovered really quickly, and honestly, this surgery wasn't a big deal at all. Aria was one at the time, and she's still very needy. She was back then, too. I was already picking her up and carrying her after just a week. I loved my new boobs. But about 6 months later, I noticed my right boob felt a little harder, and it was like squeezing the implant, and it looked a little bit perkier than the left. Also, it was a bit painful, and I could feel something like squeezing or pinching inside. So I went to my surgeon who did the surgery, and he was convinced that it was the beginning stages of a capsular contractor. For those who aren't familiar, what it is, it's when tissue grows around the implant and encapsulates it. I like to think of it like your implant is an orange, and then, you know, like the hard peel around it, like if it just gets harder and harder and harder and squeezes the inside of the orange, you know? If you let it go on too long, it's super painful and it can cause breast deformity, actually. So he recommended I do an exercise to help loosen the capsule and hopefully break it so I wouldn't have to get it surgically broken, which I hear is extremely painful. Now, side note, if you get breast implants in America, I believe everyone uses Nutrell, the Nutrell brand, which comes with a lifetime guarantee. So if it ruptures or leaks, you can get it replaced for free. You just have to pay the doctor's fee. So anyway, the exercises did not work, and I suffered from that pain for a couple of years. I just like put it on the back burner because that's just how I am, or how I was when it came to like my healthcare. I don't know why. But anyway, I noticed that my implant was literally, so I put it off until I noticed that my implant was literally stuck to the top of my rib cage and to my chest wall. Like I couldn't move my boob. Like it was just stuck in one place. Like even when I lay down, you know, your boobs like go out, like they move. No, this one would just sit there and I couldn't get it off my rib. Like it was so freaky. So I had planned another surgery outside of the country and I just decided to have them redo my boobs there. I thought it was a capsular contractor, so I got my free. Getting my free replacement was just out of the question because like I didn't know it had ruptured. So the plan was just to take out the old ones and then put some new silicone gummies in. And had I known what was going on inside my body, I would have never replaced them. I would have just taken them out and filled it in with like fat or something. I wish that I knew what was going on before I went into surgery. But when I came out of surgery, the doctor told me that I did not have a capsular contractor. And in fact, my silicone was actually leaking everywhere for so long that it hardened on my rib cage and on my chest wall. Like the silicone hardened on it. And that is why my implant felt stuck. They literally had to scrape all of that shit off of my rib cage and out off of my chest wall and created a huge cavity in my chest on the right side and then inserted the new implants. For about a month following the procedure, my right implant, the one that was replaced previously, ruptured implant, ended up getting infected, and I went to the ER multiple times, almost needing to have it removed while I was awake, by the way. That doctor was fucking nuts. And I was devastated. I had just spent all that money having my boobs redone, and now they're about to be taken out of me like a week later. And I was going to be left with like who the fuck knows what, just like soggy skin, empty sandbags, and nipples. I didn't know. I was super devastated. I remember calling my boyfriend, who actually wasn't my boyfriend at the time. We were on a little break. And asked asking if he'd still love me if I had like just sacks of skin for boobs. And thank God he reassured me because it made my decision to have him taken out just that much easier. I mean, I would have anyway because I didn't want to die, but having a partner let you know that that I was beautiful with whatever I was going to have left is something I really needed to hear at the time. So that really helped. I was so self-conscious about the whole surgery. And there was green, literally green, leaking from my right boob nonstop. I felt disgusting and ugly. And like I wasted so much money just to fucking die from an infection. Luckily, I guess, I got transported to a specialist and I got to keep the boobs. The infection cleared up, thank God, finally, after like 2 weeks. And if that wasn't enough, let's talk about doing shit just for the fuck of it because we have the means to do it. Don't. When I got my second implants, I did a little add-on and got myself a very much unneeded breast lift. I'm not sure how many of you have seen the normal scarring for breast lifts, but they're intense. And let me tell you, it's not worth it. And it will never be worth it. It won't. I had the procedure done a year ago, and I'm still ashamed of the scarring that the breast lift left me. I'm always trying to be like, yeah, embrace your body and all the scars. And trust me, I learned to embrace scars a long time ago. Some of you know I have a 13-inch scar on my back from a spine surgery that I got a long time ago. I used to be really embarrassed about it, and I thought I was going to cover it with a tattoo or something, but I never did. It doesn't bother me anymore. But having scars on your boobs is just a different vibe. As a woman, it's tough. I'm not going to lie. The truth, that's my truth, and I felt that since so many people messaged me about getting their boobs done, I really wanted to share my story with you all. I didn't make this episode to scare anyone. I just wanted you all to hear from someone you know and that you can relate to what could happen. Because I made my decision and signed all of those waivers with a quickness, thinking it would never happen to me, of course. Now I have to suffer the long-term consequences. I want to just say, be happy with the boobs that you have, the boobs that nursed your children. But I know how vanity gets to us. And I know how it feels to feel undesired because of your boobs. So I'll just leave you with this. Do what's best for you. And I wish everyone going through the boob journey the best of luck and the best, most healthy outcome. And I look forward to my breast implant removal and taking you all along for my journey with that as well. Thank you all for listening. And if you found any value from any of my episodes or myself, please share this podcast on your stories and with your friends so that other bad bitches can enjoy as well. I look forward to making more episodes for all of you, and I love you all so much for supporting me. Thank you.